AI-7 QMD Mobile listening on 190 Link System. KF-8 FDZ, this is KI-7 QMD Mobile monitoring 19. KF-8 FDZ, this is KI-7 QMD Mobile monitoring 190 Link System.
KBCW Mobile.
KF-8 FDE Mobile and monitoring.
KBCW Mobile.
KC8QBX, listening.
KC8QBX, KBYS Mobile.
Yep, what's going on up there, mister?
Oh, just cruising down the interstate. Just cruising. Did you get your Starlink hooked up yet?
Yeah, I got it all hooked up.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're coming in great. Sounds good. I bet it's working a heck of a lot better than that other crap.
Well, it's not working. Just got hooked up. I got the cables run out to the panel and into here, but other than that, that's all I've done. I told my wife, I said, you're on your own as far as everything else. I'm not messing with it. So she didn't mess with it last night. I don't know what her problem was. Maybe she was tired from work, but I don't care.
Heck yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, we're almost to Indian River here, so I don't know. I'm just cruising down the road. Yeah, there's 2 foot of snow here. Kind of snow bank.
Yeah, there you go. You keep it down there, buddy. We don't have any snow on the ground here. The sun's shining bright out here today. It's supposed to be about 50 degrees here today. So Dad and I will go to lunch about noonish. I got to go to Kalamazoo tomorrow, pick up a trailer I just bought off of the marketplace, and then from there I swing about 3 miles from where I pick up the trailer, and I pick up a concrete trailer that I bought off of the marketplace tomorrow.
Well, good deal. Sounds like you got stuff going on again. Heck yeah. The roads are nice and dry, though, but yeah, we're just cruising. That's all I do. Just drive.
Yep. Well, you get all practiced up on that driving. You get all practiced up on that driving because you got to drive to Dayton, Harrison. That'll be about 7 hours.
One way.
It will be at least 6 to 7 hours one way.
Dang, that's like $1,000.
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll bring up Google Maps and type it in Harrison down to Troy and see how long it takes us. I've had to Google Maps up 2 or 3 times this morning here, figured out where this trailer's at in Kalamazoo, and yeah, I bought a, I don't know how long it is, 15, 16-foot tandem axle trailer. Looks like it's a pretty nice trailer. And well, I give $1,500 for it. The guy wanted $1,750, and I said, I got $1,500 cash, and he said, come and get it. There you go.
Oh, nice. Is it a car hauler?
Yep. It'll haul a car.
No. Oh, good. Yeah, that's what kind I got. They're nice. The price of them new went way sky high, so yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it says here a 5,000-pound winch on it. What else it got? Also used winch a couple times. It's 14 foot long, 7 foot wide between wheel wells. So, yeah, that's what it is, and it also has ramps. It's got ramps with it.
Well, good deal. All right, well, I'll be listening. I'll catch you here in a little bit. Indian River bound here, K-8-B-Y-S.
Okie dokie. I'll be around here. At least until about noon or so, and then Dad and I gotta go get our lunch. He don't know it yet, but I'm gonna volunteer him tomorrow to go pick up this trailer and this concrete mixer. If he's not busy, we'll take my truck, go get the trailer, then we'll go get the concrete mixer, and then back to the house. KC8QVX on an HT.
KI7DIM monitoring.
KDCW.
KCAQX, listening.
The road and pick up too.
All right. Well, I'll just let you know I got my Starlink up and running, and it works flawlessly. I'm streaming a movie in here. I'm watching 310 to Yuma right now. Oh, heard one bit.
I told you it'd be easy to set up. Should be able to just hook it up and go.
Yeah. Well, I took a picture of that little square thing they sent me, that computerized thing, and that went on my phone, and then it started wanting to know if I wanted to download the app, and I said yes. So after that, it was pretty doggone simple. Speed test, I'm getting 100 megabytes download. That's what she's paying for, and that's just exactly what I'm getting.
Roger, roger. Yeah, she's working. She's working good. Coming in loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this thing going to take a lot of bandwidth running this all-star node, I'm sure.
No, but it needs it to be clean and good, or it sounds like garbly goo.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Well, it's working anyway. I'm glad of that. She gets home from work. She gets home from work on my time. I spent about 2.5-3 hours getting this thing up and running. She won't know, so owe me, right? Took me about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I figured it would be. That Elon Musk, he's got stuff set up where you can just plug and play. That's what it's all about now, you know. That's what Apple always wanted too, Apple. They wanted you to be able to just plug it in and it just works. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I know it. Well, it worked out good for me.
I'm just pulling into the other side of the road here. Got to load up a couple pallets. They still haven't plowed here. There's still 6 inches of snow here.
Yeah, you can keep all that snow up there. I don't want none of it. It's a beautiful day down here, downstate. The sun's shining. It's warming right up. It's probably about 47, 48 degrees. Supposed to be a high about 50, 55 today.
Roger, roger. Yeah, 43 here. 43, sorry. Yeah, it's warmer, but it's cloudy here, so it still feels chilly.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yep. You know, like I said, I'm not coming back up there till it maintains about 50 degrees. I just stay downstate down here. I got it made down here.
Yep. I got it made up here, too. I got to run inside here. We'll be back. KDYS.
All right. Dad and I are leaving there about noon. He said he wanted to leave about noon to go get lunch. So I said, okay. KC8QBX.
All right, we're back in the mobile here. KDYS northbound 75.
KI7QMD Mobile.
KI7DIM monitoring.
Good afternoon. KI7QMD here. Just testing the Raspberry Pi right now, so I figured I'd put a call out to the 190.
Sounds real clear. Absolutely. Sounds like the doing his job.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KCA2VX listening. KA8BCW.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike, monitor. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike, SCQ, CQ, CQ, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike, monitor.
Hey, DMA, it's portable.
Still on Bravo 8 Delta Mike Hotel, November 8 Delta Mike Hotel. Your signal is 5-9 with a little static.
Well, that's good. I'm using a portable at my new place now. And getting things set up.
Copy that. Your neighbor should be able to help you set up, if you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. He's currently doing other stuff, but he was helping earlier without getting all the big items in here.
Copy. House in the home. How's the kitty cat like it?
Well, he stopped screaming and meowing, so, I mean, probably a good thing.
Oh, you upset the cat? Oh, are you in trouble?
Earlier, took me like 30 minutes to find him because I left the door to the utility closet open, and there's a little hole that goes between that closet and one of the cupboards in the kitchen. Well, he found that, and after 30 minutes, we found him in a cupboard, and we opened the door, and he's like, man, why?
Why can't I get any sleep, and you have to disturb me? Oh.
No, he's fine now. He's walking around and kind of just doing his thing.
That's good. Yeah, I heard you took a few days off of work to get situated and have a little relaxation time.
Well, I haven't taken a week off in 3 years, so I kind of needed it.
You need 2 weeks off, dude. 2 weeks. You work too hard. I'm sorry. I hear you on here every morning. Or I know what you're up to because sometimes people post what you do. Yeah, no. I understand it. You know, it's like me. I told the fire chief. I said I might take a week off this year. He looks at me and goes, No. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll kill us.
That's pretty funny.
All right, Toby, I'll let you go here. I'm going to get my internet working, because currently it doesn't. So I'm going to focus on that, and we'll catch you later. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, if I take a week off and something has to happen, they're going to have to figure out how I do it. Talk to you later, Hank, DMHT, CVSU 73.
KABCW. UIS heading home in the mobile.
Okay, BCW, good evening.
Yeah, top of the evening, there was a long extended carrier after your transmission. Was that something on your end or was that something else?
Yeah, not exactly sure what that was, but I could see it on my power scale, but there was no audio there, so who knows.
Sounds like somebody's trying to get in or something way out, but yeah, I'm just heading home from work here. All the snow's gone. It is 60 degrees here. 60.
Wasn't quite that warm up in Harbor Springs today. We had 53, and that felt pretty darn good. Got out and walked around a little bit during lunch hour. Didn't have any sun, though, to get on my face, which was kind of a disappointment, but can't have everything.
Yeah, I was up Sheboygan area. It was no sun. No sun. Chilly, too. It didn't really get warmer till later. But there was some sun here at my house, and it's melted. All the snow just about completely in Clare. So we'll see what it looks like when I get more towards home. I'm sure there's some in the woods, but fortunately we did not get a lot of snow here, so it melts away a lot quicker than up where you're at. So I'm happy. I can get some stuff done now. Now that the snow is gone, I can actually do stuff. But yeah, it's
60 right now, and that's crazy. That is insane. Because it's 6 o'clock at night, and it looks like, you know, when you look out the window, it looks cold out. So 60 is pretty dang warm. I'm just coming up the big mountain here in between Claire and Harrison, so hopefully you're able to hear me up the hill there. You should be able to. I got a 70-foot tower at my house. That's what I run. That's what I'm working off of right now.
Yeah, Ryan, you're getting in great, man. Coming through just fine. So whatever your setup is there, it's working for you.
Right on. Well, it's a 70-foot tower with a diamond 510 antenna, so it's a dual band, and I've got a UHF repeater on there, and I've got a VHF on a diplexer, so with half-inch heliax is what I use for that one. I didn't have any 7/8 at the time when I put it up, so half inch. But it works. It covers my little area here.
Well, that's cool, man. Got your own little cross-band repeater set up there. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty much. The UHF is a full duplex repeater. And the VHF is just a link radio right now. We've got a VHF repeater in town, but doesn't have internet there. We don't have a link radio on it yet, so. But we're working on all that stuff in the future, hopefully. There's not a lot of hams down here. There's like, I think, 6 of us that get on here in this county. That's about it. I mean, there's more hams than that, but actual active hams on VHF are like half a dozen. That's it.
Well, there's even less on the 1-9 here in Petoskey, and I brought a couple of them over, so there's it's just pretty much like my own private little repeater that me and my buddies use, which is pretty cool. Sheboygan seems to be the hot spot, though. There's lots of guys over there that are getting in on 7-4. And in the summer, that Mackinac Tower lights up pretty good. But other than that, it is pretty quiet around here.
Well, and a lot of people talk on other frequencies, but there's a lot of people that do not like to be on a linked system that for some reason it scares them, because they're transmitting all throughout. They might be a little intimidated by it or whatever. They just don't like it, whatever the reason. But yeah, I mean, in the north, there's not a lot of stuff going on. You know, people are busy doing stuff. Over in Traverse City, there's quite a few people on that repeater, but for the most part, even on the citizens band radio, there's not a lot of activity in the whole state. There's a few guys spread out, but they just listen. A lot of people just listen. So they're out there. They just are listening. So Claire used to have a repeater up 147-200 analog. There was a few guys, and that was about it. They all died, so we're the ones that have to keep the spirit going, you know. Even though it's hard to get anybody young on the air, but all you can do is try, and yeah. And I'm happy with VHF, so VHF around here works great for me, and we jam out on 10 and 11 meters too, and that's plenty. I'm busy working all the time, so. Well, I'll cut you free there. We're going to be home here in a minute, and
I'm going to go get some burgers. I think my wife's cooking some burgers on the grill right now. I don't know if she's doing it right now or if she already did it, but that's what we're having for supper. So I'll be listening out, and we'll be standing by. K-8-D-Y-S Mobile.
Yeah, good timing, man. We're going to walk into the restaurant and grab some vittles here, too. So 73s, have a great evening. I'll catch you another time. K-8-BCW.
KF8-FTE, mobile and monitoring.
K-8-ZAT.
You know, I'm really happy with this radio that I put in here because that smaller one, I couldn't plug my external speaker in, and that makes it much easier to hear, so I'm really happy about this. And maybe it's because I'm getting old, my hearing's going, but it definitely works.
Well, good. I'm glad that is working out for you. And you didn't even have to call me to punch a hole in your roof or anything, which is kind of disappointed in that, but I understand.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not done with radios. This is just 2 meter, 70 centimeter. So there's still future opportunities out there. Don't get discouraged yet. We have time.
All right, because I can punch a good hole on top of that truck for you.
I'm sure, probably with a smile on your face doing it.
Yeah, there's no reason to be upset about anything.
So how's my transmission coming across right now?
You're pegging out the S-meter and you are clear and, you know, full quieting.
Okay, I just turned my power down to low. How does that sound?
No change.
Well, beautiful. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, sounds like you hit a pretty good combination there. That's a good deal.
You know, I was looking at my tower last night, too, and I'm, you know, the station, I think the Pickford, I'm kind of hoping getting my antenna up. We'll clear that up some. Even receiving, it's up and down a little bit, you know, as far as static. I can always pick it up. Some days are better than others, but I was looking at it last night, and some birds flew off, and apparently my guy lines are a little slack. I think the old girl's sinking into the ground a little bit, so I need to do some maintenance work in case we get some strong winds.
Yeah, you'll have that on them big jobs. But it doesn't surprise you a little bit. I mean, you're pretty sandy out there, unless you put a lot of, you know, almost put it in concrete. That's all gonna settle some.
Yeah, and that thing's only on, I want to say it's a 2-foot by 2-foot slab, and I think I went 10 inches thick. So what I'm going to do this year is I think I'm going to drill the side, jam some re-rod in it, and then pour more concrete to the side to help it that way. Because there's really nothing, the guy lines aren't off to the side enough to help support that as much as it should. The front to back, or I guess it would be east to west, that isn't going anywhere. So, yeah, I'll do a little day and do that this year. Get that antenna mounted up, create a bracket for it, and get that up there. See what that does. Hopefully it'll clear it up some for me.
I would have a hard time believing it wouldn't clear it up and give you a little bit better range to some extent.
Yeah, because I figure, without exact measurements, where it's at right now, from the top of the antenna, I'm probably going to gain another at least 15 feet. So, you know, that's basically my pole barn all over again. So, yeah, it'll be up there. So, yeah, I think that'll help, but I don't know. I do
No, I don't get on that one much at all. You know, I listen to it occasionally, but yeah, I don't spend a lot of time over on that. This one and the EUP one are the two that I spend most of my time on.
Yeah, I have all the ones in the downstate. I know this IRA, somewhere I saw it calling out as Lansing, but it's not Lansing. I think it's on the water tower. So figure if there's ever an emergency or something down there, I'd be able to get a hold of you that way if you can hit the Vanderbilt repeater.
Yeah, like I say, I listen to it quite a bit, but I rarely interact on it.
Yeah, on another note, it was nice talking to Bob today. I had talked to him a little bit about down, because I was just down this past weekend, the Flint repeater down there, that one, they changed the PL tones, and now you have to email to get them. Apparently they're having some issues. I know there was some problems the last time I was down, I couldn't get into it, and I think that's why, so I'll have to reprogram all my radios for when I'm down there. But yeah, he said he's only been about 60% of the time monitoring because it's been cut off, and he, I guess he kind of missed the talk with everybody downstate.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that. I kind of got the impression that it was getting to the point with that repeater system that, I don't know if this is the right term or politically correct term or not, but it was almost getting to be like the Wild West of radio down there with that. I mean, people were just going all over the place with it and not really, a lot of times not paying attention to etiquette much at all. And I think that was getting to where that was turning a lot of people off.
Yeah, and I think even locally, you know, when it was disconnected, because we couldn't hear it then, I do on the bet there was some issues, and that's why they switched the Flint. Because that one, I can open the Saginaw from my mom's house, too. It's real staticky, but that one, I mean, it's got some range. You can open it from quite a distance, and it's pretty clear. I was doing it with my handheld from my mom. You know, and it's a good shot away from it, but... So I'm sure they had a lot of people on it, and yeah, you're probably right. I mean, people just not following the rules.
Yeah, and it's a shame that you get people that will do that, but it is what it is. That's part of living in a free society.
Well, I mean, you know, they can monitor who's doing it, because if you're using your call sign, they know. Not sure how having to email them to get the PL tone would affect that. Because if you could jump on another one, I mean, I don't know. I guess I get it, because it does get frustrating at times. A ton of ker-chunking on that network, on that roof. I don't know what repeater, but on the MI-8, there was a lot of ker-chunking.
Yeah, and speaking of that, K8GAT for station identification, yeah, there was, and, you know, and it's, I understand people putting things out there, and if you don't necessarily have anybody to talk to right away, you want to test and see, you know, if your stuff's hitting the repeater and this and that and the other thing, but it seems like it's just simple enough to, you know, give your call sign and say testing and go about your business, and that kind of keeps people from getting riled up, I think.
KF8FT. Yeah, I mean, I would think you would want somebody to know you're testing because, yeah, you're hitting the repeater, but if you're trying to transmit, what does it sound like? You don't know. I mean, you would want some input, I would think, which is why we do a radio check. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it was nice to have it. Yeah, I like the fact that I could hit it from here. I monitor it more than I talk on it from home, but down at the shop. I can talk on it all day long, so it's nice to have it, I guess. But yeah, again, you know, being able to use it without other people. Of course, we kind of have our own repeater that we use anyways, so I don't know if that really matters much to us.
Speaking of that, I haven't heard from or heard Dell on here in any frequency in quite some time.
I haven't either, and what was it, probably 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when I talked to Scott over in Boyne City, on his, I think it's 442, 70 centimeter. He had talked to him a little bit, and, you know, they were just jaw-jacking and going on, but, yeah, as far as hearing Dell, or I don't even know what his call sign is.
It's the same as a 2-meter repeater, WB8BEL.
Now, that's the one that's getting moved, correct?
Last I spoke with him, yes, that was his plan at that time, but, geez, that was, that was November, December time frame, so, I mean, weather has not been very conducive to somebody climbing a tower. I fully understand that.
What was the other, W8GQN, was that the other one? That's not his repeater, is it?
No, if I'm not mistaken, that is, I believe it's owned by the Straits Area Amateur Radio Club. I believe they're out of either Petoskey or Harbor Springs. That repeater was in Stutzmansville, out of Harbor Springs area. But it never really came back after the ice storm. It's back now, but somebody must have it down on a lot shorter tower because from here I can hit it every now and then really lightly. I can just scrape the edge of it. But if I get over on the other side of the hill out by the highlands and whatnot, I can pick it up pretty decent.
I guess I'll have to... I don't know if I programmed that in this radio because I knew it was down. I guess I'll have to see. I've got it in my handheld, but I don't have it in here. I may have it in my base radio. Let's see, and just keep it in there to test. Yeah, it'd be nice to have it up, but, you know, we got plenty of them. It was real interesting looking, you know, on my way downstate, following through to see how many repeaters, you know, I could hit on the way down, and my goodness. There are a lot of 2-meter repeaters, especially when you get down to my mom's house. There's a ton of them. If you can't reach somebody and you're traveling south, you've done something wrong. There is a lot of opportunity. All the 70-centimeter ones that I found, those were, I would say 99% of them, those were all, you know, G-Star, DMR, it's all digital. It's not a, no FM, but... yeah, a lot of 2 meters.
Yeah, I kind of figured that would be the case once you get downstate, that they would be repeater rich, as it were. But that's okay. I'm just as happy being up here.
Yeah, and I mean down there, like I say, from my truck. Geez, old piece, man, just the GMRS stuff at the higher frequency. There's the Grand Ledge, Lansing 575, Mason. Not on my GMRS anymore on the map. I don't know if something happened to that. I could hit that one. Flint, Saginaw. From Owosso, I could hit the Mayville once in a while, or towards Owosso. So it's flat. I mean... You go a long way, you don't really have to worry about... If you had a tower like mine down there, there's no repeater you couldn't hit for a wide range, you know. So it does make it a little easier. We I struggle a little bit at 700 feet, but I'm doing it anyways.
Well, they always say height is king.
Kind of feel like that was a short joke. I know you were waiting for an opportunity.
You can interpret that any way you'd like, my friend.
See, you've got me paranoid now all these years. Wait, your net is getting ready to start over on the EUP, so I will let you go, and I'm going to grab a bite to eat, head inside, and relax for the evening, because it was a pretty good day today. And other than the rain right now, which I'm actually not mad about, because it's going to hopefully melt some of the snow, I'm going to relax and do it all again tomorrow. KF8 FTE, clear on your final.
Well, all right, my friend, you tell Kristen and Aubrey, and you tell them that we said hello, and I hope everybody is doing well, and glad you had a good day today. Makes me happy. We will talk to you down the curly wire. K8GAP, clear.
Kilo, Quebec 4. Whiskey, Quebec Mike. Kilo, Quebec 4. Whiskey, Quebec Mike.
Kilo, Quebec 4. Whiskey, Quebec Mike. This is Kilo, Delta 8, Victor, India, November. Over.
That last station, Kilo, Quebec 4. Whiskey, Quebec Mike. Come again.
Yes, this is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November in Lewiston, Michigan. Over.
Ah, roger, roger. Yeah, you're coming in just fine. Are you coming in through the All-Star note?
I don't know anything about All-Star, but I'm on the repeater server in the local repeater network in this, I think it's District 7 we're in for the AUXCOM. Yeah, I always get on this node here. I'm on the Echolink node. I forgot what mine is. I think it's 282 is my node. Over.
Yeah, roger. I'm currently in the coverage of this repeater, but I can't seem to get into it very well. It doesn't seem to have the most sensitive receiver, but I'm currently coming out of Onaway, Michigan here, but usually I'm up in the Upper Peninsula, the Upper, so usually up there, but coming into the All-Star node right now because of the reception on the repeater is not the greatest. QSO?
Yeah, I hear you pretty good there. I've been to Onaway back in when they had the two track and all the way up from Lovell's. Yeah, I was living in Lovell's and there you can't canoe on the river because it's so shallow. We tried that and it didn't work out very good on the North Branch. But there is quite a few eagles over by the Shupak Lake State Park over.
Roger. Yeah, it's fun stuff, but usually I'm up in the Upper Peninsula, never really down here. But had to come down here for some family stuff, so of course played a radio.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on today, but I think it's like some kind of rain outdoors here. And I know there's another state park up there by Alpena. I mean, on the way. Over.
Yeah, Roger, there's a lot of state parks over here. There's one just to the south of where my QS, well, man, I forgot the Q code for that. QSH, I have something like that. My home location, where I'm transmitting from. Yeah, my, right, there's a state park just to the south. You ever done something that's called Parks on the Air? You ever done Parks on the Air?
No, I haven't did that, but I went to Winterfield Bay and Summerfield Bay. I'm more into, like, rappelling off towers, rappelling in gyms and platforms, rappelling off some firefighting equipment. I've been to some state parks, and I had a good time there, like on Lake Michigan, and it was really clear at nighttime and when the moon was all over.
Yeah, Roger. And I apologize for all the kids sounds in the back. There's a few kids running around here yelling their heads off, so I apologize for that. Yeah, it's fun stuff. It sounds like you do, are you a firefighter perchance? That sounds like some firefighter duties right there.
That's the negative. I'm on the search and rescue team. I haven't had my amateur radio license since 1995, though. Yeah, I got the no-code tech license right after they changed the CW requirements. Yeah, first it was novice, then it was no-code tech. Then it was general and extra. They had, like, force. Anyway, yeah, I was on a K-9 team. I was on a hovercraft. Also, I was, like, on Stokes basket, you know, the litter they used to carry it out of the woods with a helicopter. There's, like, mountaineering and stuff involved with that equipment. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yes, yeah, SAR has always been a pretty cool thing, search and rescue, so it's been pretty awesome. But, well, I think I'm going to head out of here for now. And South Bay 73 is to you from KQ4 WQM. And if you couldn't tell, the call sign was the call sign was issued down in South Carolina when I used to live there, but it's been updated. I just can't change the call sign, of course, so I can't be a W8, but KQ4 WQM is the call sign. And I'll say 73s to you. I got to get out of here, and I hope you have a great day. 73s to you, sir.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, Indian November. Over.
Good evening. This is the BARF, Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am KBA-SCJ. My name is Bob. I will be the net control station for this net. I'm located in Thompsonville. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information, ideas, focused on ham radio in and around Benzi County. I will start check-ins with EchoLink, mobiles, and short timers. Please call now with your name and call sign. And please, slowly, please.
This is Gaming KD8VIN. Over.
KD8VRN. What's your first name, please?
Yeah, it's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. Over.
Okay, please say it one more time. You got kind of an echo there. It's hard to hear you, please.
Jamie, Julia, Alpha, Mike, India, Echo. Over.
Okay, is there any other Echo Link mobiles or short timers? Please call now with your name and call. Please slowly. Okay, now we'll go with general check-ins. Please call your name, your call sign, slowly, please. This is KB8SVJ.
Drake and 8DM8. November 8, Delta Mike Hotel.
KD8BXI, Mary.
This is WNAP, Larry.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, John and Beulah.
KFAKK, John with an A.
Okay, so far I got N8DMH, KD8BXI, WN8B, AB9NN, KF8KK. Does anybody else want to check in? Look for general check-ins. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go to the top of the list. Again, I wasn't quite sure the gentleman's name, but I think his call sign is KD8BRN. Go ahead with your check-in, sir.
Yeah, hi, this is Juliet Alpha Mike India Echo, Kilo Delta 8 Victor India, November. Yeah, it's raining here, and it's like 50 degrees. Yeah, and I just went to town today for the first time in a week because we've been snowed in. And I've been monitoring Echolink here for about 10, 15 minutes. Other than that, I have some messages to pass as far as the group. I don't know. This is my second time on here. Anyhow, I guess that's all I have. Over.
Okay, thank you. Can you give me a location? Where are you at? Are you in the UP?
No, I'm in Lewiston on Liney Road, 2 miles northwest of Lewiston in Montmorency County. I'm on the Echolink node and the Kilo Oscar Papa Romeo repeater, and that's in Mile, Michigan. I know they just changed a couple things with that, but that's it. Over.
Okay, thank you. When you said you're still snowed in, it kind of threw me off the show of the UP. Okay, Drake, N8DMH. Go ahead with your check-in.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Drake, N8DMH. We are at the new place on a portable. And not fully moved in, but enough to live or survive. So I think I made 6 trips between my old place and new place. And tomorrow is going to be filled with a bunch of those again. So wonderful time, and I'm absolutely exhausted. Back to you there, Bob, and 8 DMH.
Okay, Greg, thanks for checking in, and trust me, buddy, I know what you're going through for moving. I absolutely hate moving, and you never know what you have until you move it. You're going to find stuff you didn't know you had, so good luck with that. Mary, KGBXI, go ahead with your check-in.
Good evening to everyone on the net. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Yeah, I'm just real happy that it's starting to warm up a little bit. I had a few minutes of rain this afternoon, but right now it's not doing a thing. It's good to hear everybody on that, and that'll be it for the first round. You're doing a great job, Bob. Thank you. This is Mary, 88BXI, back to net control.
Okay, Mary, thanks for the compliment. Good words there. Yeah, the weather is starting to get warmer. Suns are, days are getting longer, I tell you that. I am finally starting to make some solar power. I got trees in my backyard that shade my panels most of the winter. The sun is starting to get above the trees now. Snow is off. Starting to make solar power. And I just want to keep coming, so. With that, we'll go on down to Larry, WN8P. Go ahead with your check-in.
Okay, Bob, KB8SBJ and the group, this is WN8P, Larry. And as always, I am located in the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla, in northeast Manistee County, and it's good to be on. And yes, the daylight hours are getting longer. The days aren't getting any longer. They're still 24 hours long, but the daylight hours are getting longer, and that's a good thing. All right, I'll be around. KB8SVJ from WN8P.
Yeah, Larry, thanks for checking in, and you are correct. The day is not getting longer. It is still 24 hours, but the daylight hours are getting longer. And thank you for checking in. I wish we'd get more people from Manistee County check-in. So bring us down to John, AB9NN. Go ahead with your check-in, sir, KB8SVJ.
Hi, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet this evening, and yeah, good to hear a good number of check-ins this evening, a couple of from Echo Link, so that's good, and let's see, just got back in from church, and was just getting ready to hop in and start up the net, and you beat me to it, Bob, so I appreciate your jumping in there and doing that. It was kind of a busy night tonight, and just got back at in the nick of time to get into the net, so that's a good thing. Not too much going on today, just back from church, and had dinner at church and church service, and then in Traverse City and drove back from that, so that's about a 35-mile drive each way. And now with the road construction on 31, it's down to 45 miles an hour for a good chunk of the travel, and pretty soon they'll be getting into detouring as well. So going to be a long summer of driving into Traverse City for church. That's going to be for sure summer and fall, I think. But I'm sure we'll appreciate the beautiful roads once they're fully complete. They're supposed to, what I understand is they're going to be putting in three lanes all the way down 31. From Traverse City to Interlaken, and so that will be good. That should help with traffic, and they're putting in a couple of roundabouts and that sort of thing. So anyway, with that, back to net control from AB9NN, John and Bula.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, I waited until 8:31 on my clock here before I started the net to wait for you. That's fine. And, yeah, the 31 traffic is going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. And I didn't hear anything about the three lanes, but they are putting a roundabout in. I tell you that. I hate roundabouts. So with that, we'll go on down to John with an H, KFK, or KF8KK. Go ahead, sir.
Very good, guys. KF8KK here. Yeah, construction. You know, sooner do we leave the snow season than construction begins. Oh, well. I'm just happy that Tom's West Bay's traffic circle and the detours all around there is finally done. But, bah humbug. And welcome to Jamie from near Lewiston. And Drake, best of luck in your new dig. I guess if Bob mentioned you were the second person on Echolink, that means you didn't move, like, in the shadows of Crystal Mountain, so, or out to the land of delight, but, hopefully you're closer. Outside of that, what can I say? My iPhone app for picking up the QESDR is now in beta test officially, and, that's good. Hopefully the release to the public will be, by the middle of April, which is kind of my drop-dead date there when I switch from indoor work to lumberjacking and getting next year's heating in order, and various other things. And just a reminder, this Saturday, I believe, is the Barf Breakfast at Flat River Inn in Honor, and we won't have the back room this year. They're going to set us up either in the bar or at a big table at the east. No, the west side of the restaurant. But we've eaten there at that big table before, anyway. And so that's the scoop on that. Outside of that, I hope everybody's had a good week and watch the snow melt. Let's hope there's not too much mud. Back to you, Bob. KFAKK.
Yeah, thanks, John, for checking in. You beat me to it. I was going to remind everybody about the Barf Breakfast. But you beat me to it, but I'll still remind it before closing it. Is there anybody else want to check in for tonight's Barf Net? We're at the bottom of the list now. Is there anybody else? KB8SVJ. Okay, you're done. I'll go back up to the top. Well, before that, again, I want to remind everybody, April 8th. 2 weeks from tonight, there is a storm spotter Skywarn training at the government center in Beulah. It's about an hour and a half long presentation. It's very worthwhile. Come one, come all. Bring your friends, bring your brother. I just want to remind everybody. Okay, with that, we'll go to the top of the list. 88DRN, go ahead, if you got something for the second round.
Oh, yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. I just wanted to say something about... I was going to say something about the hardware, because they have a nice assortment here. It's a brand-new hardware. They've had it here only for a few years, and I like going there. I went there to get some bird seed today, and I made a video. I was out in the road or next to the big snowbanks on the side of the road, and I made a video out there, and I've been working on the trees in the yard from the ice storm all summer. Yeah, there's still only just a little bit to do out there. On the over.
Yeah, I know they're still cleaning up from that ice storm. And they probably will for a while. It was a pretty bad one. Some areas hit harder than others. Fortunately, here in Benzie County, we really didn't get hit with that ice storm. We did get snow here 2 weeks ago, but for the ice storm, That was last year. We didn't get any of that. And I know it's going to take a while to get cleaned up from that. So hope you survived it well, and hope you get your stuff in order. So that will go down to Drake, NADMH. Are you here for a second round?
All right, I'm here. Don't have a whole lot more to add. I'm working on getting my internet working correctly. I'm double NADing at the moment. Working off of my landlord's Wi-Fi network. And basically got a Wi-Fi... I'm just using the Wi-Fi radio as my on client mode, and using that as my uplink, and so double NATing, and it's not exactly a happy camper about life. The my Ampernet wired tunnel is not really tunneling, and when I try to run speed test, I've tried it on speed test CLI and Linux. And the web page, and it just says that it couldn't find the server. So it's, I don't really know what's going on there, but I'm gonna try messing with the MTU, I guess, and seeing if I set it to a smaller number and see if that helps. If not, then I'm going to be leveraging the almighty AI to help me. So, anyway, with that, back to you there, Bob. Doing a good job. NADMH.
Okay, thanks, Drake. I just want to mention, you got quite an echo when you transmit there. You got quite an echo. I'm kind of curious how your roommate's taking the move, your little furry roommate. How's that working out for them?
Oh, the echo you're hearing is I've got a scanner on in the background because I don't have a base radio set up right now, so I just leave a little Bearcat scanner going. I'm too lazy to go turn the volume down. And the cat is taking a sleep. He's taking a snooze. So he was very vocal about the changes earlier, and now he doesn't seem to care too much. NADMH.
Okay, great. Thanks for checking in. Brings us down to Mary, KD8BXI. Do you have anything for the second round?
Well, good evening again, everyone. This is Mary, KD8BXI. No, I don't really have anything else, but it's good to hear everybody on the net, and hopefully everybody will stay healthy, and maybe we'll see everybody at the breakfast. At this point, I am planning to be there, so hope to see everyone there. So everybody have a good week, and I'll send it back to you, Bob. This is Mary, KDABXI.
Yeah, Mary, yeah, thanks for checking in, and I hope to see you there. Hope to see everybody there. I've been talking to a guy, local guy, who lives in Benzonia that looking to get into amateur radio, and he may show up at the breakfast too. He's been listening to us a little bit. At least he can see some faces, put them with some names and everything. So we may see him too. So brings us down to John, AB9NN. What have you got for a second round?
Okay, 89NN returning to the BarfNet. And yeah, speaking of people interested in ham radio, I picked up on Facebook somebody from Benzie County and overheard in Benzie County was looking for somebody that was experienced in amateur radio, wanted to get into ham radio, and wanted to have somebody put on a licensing course. And so I engaged with the person, had a good chat, and turns out they're very interested. Talked to Captain Moravec, who was at the last Bar Breakfast was talking about wanting to get a course started, and actually I was at his Christmas party. He was talking about that, and so I got him involved, and looks like we may have an additional attendee at the Bar Breakfast. I invited her along for that. She owns a local business in downtown Beulah, so hopefully we'll get her up and running in the not too distant future. I'll keep everybody posted if Kitchen does get a ham tutorial course up and running, which I think he probably will. So we'll see. If not, we'll go a little different direction. AB9NN, back to net control.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, thanks for passing that along and even more conversations with them. There are resources to help new hams. I have access to some equipment that we can loan out. This will be a loan. Loan out temporarily for them to get a feel of it. I never expected anybody to go spend a bunch of money on radio or other equipment, and then 3 months later it's collecting dust or in the closet, you know, because it wasn't for them. So there are equipment that can be loaned out, you know, should they get really super interested and want to get more into it, then, you know, give some assistance and the right equipment to purchase. So just keep that in mind, everybody. So with that, we'll go on down to John with an H. KF8KK, how are you doing for the second round?
Yeah, very good, guys, and excellent on the potential new hand. That's always encouraging. And well, I'm glad to hear your solar panels aren't making 100% yet, but they're making probably more than mine. I've still got some sow on them. So, bah humbug. And Drake, I was thinking that you might have moved into a ballpark. Now start hawking hot dogs and soda. Sorry. Double natting, oh well. You'll get that, Drake. Just get your pea persistence up as high as you can and a good number of frack. But send me back down memory lane of packing back in the day. Outside of that, very good, and nice that there's no big snowstorm that I can see on the forecast for this weekend, so it should be good, and everybody will have spring fever to some extent. Outside of that, that's it for me, so 73, and you guys have a great week. I'll see whomever on Saturday at Hot River Inn, and just to let you know, you might want to get a little early to get a parking spot. I'm not sure what time that concealed weapons course starts, but they tend to have a lot of full-size trucks. So we might have a parking issue. All righty, see you later. KF8KK, back to you.
Okay, thanks, John. Yeah, my solar, I got 2,030 watt panels, just over 2 kilowatt panels, and I can track the input and everything, and there's been some days I've gotten like 1,900 watts, but it's only been for just short bursts, but some days I only get 500 watts, 600 watts. It still has some cloudy weather, but come here another 3 weeks, I'll be getting 1,900, 2,000 watts all day long, and kind of looking forward to that. So with that, we're at the bottom of the list. Is there anybody else who wants to check in for tonight's BarfNet, or anybody else who wants to recheck in? Please call KPJ-SVJ. Thank you.
did you skip over me? WNAP?
Larry, I sure did. I apologize profusely. I am so sorry. I'm looking at my chicken scratch on this pad paper, and I missed you. Go ahead, Larry. And I do apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, again, Bob. KB8SVJ and the group. This is Whiskey November 8 Papa, Larry. Well, I ordered from Mauser Global Specialties, the plug-in proto boards, you know, where you solderless, where you just plug in the leads of the components into the holes. So I ordered large one of those, and I'm putting together a circuit for what I call my ESR 2 meter. The first thing I did with the first one was I went right to a printed circuit board layout, and that didn't work. There were too many modifications I had to make, too many cuts, too many jumpers, and I eventually gave up on it. Even working with Super Grok, that thing couldn't figure it out. So anyway, I've got a second circuit that I'm working on, and in addition, today I ordered from DX Engineering a six-element, six-meter INNOV antenna beam. You know, it has it's a LFA loop-fed array, and they say it's in Akron, so it's going to come from Akron. So I should be able to get it in a couple of days. We'll see what I can do with my new Kenwood PS890S transceiver, which covers 6 meters. 7-3, everybody. KB8SBJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, hey, thanks for checking in, and I just want to let you know, when we go to breakfast, we don't just feed our faces. We talk, and we even have a show and tell. Maybe sometime you could check in with us, go to breakfast with us, and show us some of the projects you've been working on. It'd be interesting to really see what you're doing instead of just listening about, you know, because sometimes that, some of your technical stuff is kind of over my head. And it'd be nice to see what you're doing. So if you get a chance, come to breakfast with us and show us what you're doing. Okay, with that, again, let's see if there's any additional check-ins or rechecks. KB8SCJ. Okay, hear nothing? I'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Our BarfNet starts every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. In addition to this net, we meet for Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m., and that is this Saturday. I will now return the repeater to normal operation, and that is clear. This is KV8SUJ 73.
Anybody on tonight?
Do you know?